It's now 18 years since the United States and its allies, including Australia, sent armed forces into Afghanistan to topple the Taliban, and the country is still at war. In just the last year, the conflict killed more than 900 children and severely damaged the mental health of many more. Today, the charity Save the Children has released a report that reveals the alarming levels of fear, anxiety, insomnia, and self-harm among Afghan children. David Sparks reports.
In a small, sunlit classroom in Kabul province, a dozen children sitting on the floor relish the chance to practice reading. One of them is 10-year-old Hamat. I love my school, he says. I like my classroom because I have friends there. 8-year-old Ghazal feels the same. She says, when I get to school, I play with my classmates. We play football together. But these children face a psychological ordeal just trying to get from home to the classroom. On my way to school, I'm scared of kidnapping, suicide attacks and mines on the road, Ghazal says. And from Hamat, this. There is war in my country. People are killing children. The number of children dying in Afghanistan's conflict has risen sharply. In 2009, just over 300 children were killed. But by 2018, the figure had tripled to more than 900. Save the Children's country director in Afghanistan, Ono Van Manen, says the numbers will be no better this year.
We've seen an increase in fighting on the ground. We've also seen an increase in aerial bombardments. So overall, the conflict, unfortunately, has intensified over the last couple of years. When I travel to our field locations and I visit our child-friendly spaces or some of the community-based classrooms, you can actually see the war and the conflict on the faces of the children.
Save the Children's report, which is called Afraid to Go Outside, surveyed 600 parents and 90 children across four provinces. 62% of parents said their children have been affected by the conflict. 38% said their children had self-harmed.
It's all around them. Fighting happens in many locations. There's no way that you can avoid children from not only seeing that and hearing that when it happens, but also of seeing the impact of that.
Of particular concern is that parents and children say travelling to and from school is the most dangerous part of children's lives. Save the Children is calling for action to address problems identified in this report. It wants new initiatives to protect children on the way to and from school. It also says aid agencies and the Afghan government must scale up mental health and psychological support for children. 10-year-old Hamat just wants to help his country get better. I want to become a police officer and serve the country, he says. I want to end the war and protect people.
Afghan student Hamat there. David Sparks reporting.